Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rich Amaral. Batting second. The third baseman, Edgar Martinez. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jay Bruner. Batting fifth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tino Martinez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Eric Anthony. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dan Wilson. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Greg Hibbert. And now, play ball. Norberto Martin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Fermin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Rich Amaral batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Amaral takes first base on ball 4. Edgar Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Amaral moves to second. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Amaral moves to third. Two outs. Jay Bruner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bruner is hit by the pitch. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Bear's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amaral settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Bruner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Tino Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anthony strikes out. 2 outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Firmin hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Karkovice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amaral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Karkovice moves to second. One out. Norberto Martin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Karkovice moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zupczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amaral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Amaral is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Amaral hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edgar Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burner. Franco reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to home to get Thomas. Franco moves to third. Ventura moves to second. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Ventura scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Karkovice hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson moves to third. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Burner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffey hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Berner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berner is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berner hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Tino Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anthony is 0 for 1 in the game. Anthony hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Guillen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Zupczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zupczyk hits a line drive towards third. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fermin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fermin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Fermin moves to second. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Amaral is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Amaral takes first base on ball 4. Fermin moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Edgar Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fermin tags and scores. Wilson tags and moves to third. 1 out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Griffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffey hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Berner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Berner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Berner takes first base on ball 4. Amaral moves to second. Dennis Cook now pitching. Mike Blowers pinch hits for Reggie Jefferson. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to second. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amaral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche is walked intentionally. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. 2 outs. Bob Zupczyk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zupczyk is 0 for 3 in the game. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Tino Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anthony is 0 for 2 in the game. Anthony hits a fly ball into left field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose De Leon now pitching. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Furman takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Dan Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amaral is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Amaral hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Mariners 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Hill now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burner. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Franco moves to third. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Ventura moves to third. It's 8-2, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burner, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Ventura scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Carcoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Edgar Martinez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Griffey is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jay Burner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Burner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Blowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Blowers hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Burner moves to third. Tino Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Mariners 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Zupczyk is 0-for-4 in the game. Zupczyk hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Griffey. Franco reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amaral fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Amaral. Franco moves to third. Joey Cora pinch runs for Robin Ventura. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Cora moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. Franco scores. Cora moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 13-2, White Sox. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amaral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Joey Cora now playing second base. Norberto Martin now playing third base. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anthony is 0-for-3 in the game. Anthony hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fermin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Newfield pinch hits for Dan Wilson. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. De Leon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Mariners 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Newfield now playing left field. Eric Anthony now playing center field. Bill Hazelman now catching. Tim Davis now pitching. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Bob Zupczyk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zupczyk is 0-for-5 in the game. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Darren Jackson now playing center field. Dan Howitt now playing right field. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Amaral is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Amaral hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edgar Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Amaral moves to second. One out. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman strikes out. Two outs. Jay Berner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Berner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Seattle Mariners, 2. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.